clergy, venerable religious, dear parishioners. We have this magnificent setting put before our eyes today. This is a very dramatic expression by St. Luke of the circumstances surrounding the coming of our Lord. Now, granted, they were when our Lord was 30 years old, approximately, and before that, John is starting to preach this baptism of repentance. But because it's about preparing for the coming of Christ, it's fitting that it happened during Advent. So as I said, a very magnificent reading of the circumstances, a dramatic presentation of the one preparing for the Messiah. What a vocation St. John the Baptist had to literally prepare people for the Messiah, and for no one less than the Messiah, the incarnate God himself. And what is he preaching? How is he preparing people? Repent. And that's what we've been doing more zealously during Advent. Repenting of our sins. Doing penance for our sins. That is how we prepare for Christmas. And as we repent of our sins, what are we doing in our souls? We are making straight the path. Sin is crookedness. Even our faults and failings are spiritual crookedness. And so repentance straightens out that crookedness. Every valley shall be filled. What is a valley? You might say, a deficit, something that's not there. And so St. John is telling us to overcome our spiritual omissions, the things that we fail to do that we should have done. Those are valleys. So those shall be filled by repentance. Every mountain and hill shall be brought low, and especially the fault and sin of pride comes to mind. When we practice humility, we're bringing down that mountain, bringing down those hills, so to speak, the things that shouldn't be there. So, very powerful metaphors that St. John the Baptist is using. And again, the crooked made straight, the rough way smooth. So we see here four or five metaphors that St. John is preaching. Or rather, Isaiah is prophesying this, and St. John, by his preaching and baptizing of people, is performing in a literal way these metaphors. I shouldn't say a literal way. He's fulfilling these metaphors in a spiritual way. And all mankind shall see the salvation of God. You know, as we overcome more and more sin and even our imperfections in this life, we see God more clearly. We see spiritual realities more clearly. We see the salvation of God. Things that we didn't see very well before. Maybe there was there was a spiritual blindness. We didn't see the ways of God. But we see them better with repentance. What does God want of me? And what St. John was preaching was very much about the interior. Just as our Lord would preach the same thing. Said it's not important just to be good exteriorly, but even more importantly, interiorly. Why? Because that's what God sees. And it's the interior that manifests itself exteriorly. So you see, the interior is more important. I couldn't help but notice the words of St. Paul to the Corinthians, in which he expresses it in a different way. He says, with me, it is a very small matter to be judged by you or by God's tribunal. I have nothing on my conscience, yet I am not thereby justified, but he who judges me is the Lord. And this is in contradistinction to what the Pharisees were preaching. They were preaching exterior goodness. And don't worry about, or never mind, the interior. That's why they were called whitened sepulchres. And brood of vipers. Not only did St. John the Baptist call them that, but our Lord. And it only makes sense. It's common sense to realize that the interior is more important than the exterior. This doesn't mean we give bad example. In no way am I minimizing, or was our Lord or St. John minimizing the importance of good example. Examples are very powerful. Actions speak louder than words. So we're not just saying not to care about the exterior. But we have to be more concerned with, number one, what's on the inside. And that will show itself exteriorly. Again, who's going to judge us the day that we pass away? Is it people? Is it our friends? Is it our family? Is it our enemies that will judge us? No, it's God who will judge us. So that it always has to be our priority to be right with God interiorly. And again, we see this from St. John today, this magnificent portrayal of repentance. And then St. Paul tells us, yes, give good example, but be even more concerned with what God sees on the inside. And that is, and always will be, true repentance. Let us continue to prepare for Christmas in union with our Blessed Mother. I spoke about this the first two Sundays of Advent, how very Marian the whole concept of Advent is. And God came to us through that most special woman, and he lived with her for 30 years. Surely she must have a most powerful and beneficial effect on us. She who knew Christ better than any human being, any other human being knew him. And she will lead us. That's what she always does. She always leads us to him. May you continue to have a fervent and Marian preparation and observance of these last few days of Advent. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.